Okay, this is day 11 of the I Frankenstein watch, and oh my gosh, last night I know the kids have all been sick. They've all been getting sick in various stages of severity. So I've gotten a lot of, like, somebody has pneumonia, a bunch of them just sounded awful, so I don't know what they had. It's been, that was a couple weeks ago, so it's been a miracle that I hadn't gotten sick yet, and it's either, like, I'm not gonna get that sick, or this is the slowest burn in history, that I'm feeling progressively worse every day, but it's not turning into anything. So last night, I came home, I was so tired, I just, like, walked up to my bed, put my stuff down, and just, like, lay down for hours. So I fell asleep, then I would wake up, and then I couldn't fall asleep right away. I was just kind of just physically tired. So I watched the movie. I'm gonna say that when you're that kind of just not aware of things, I'm gonna say it wasn't the best watch. It did get watched. I was not paying the closest of attention. I was watching the whole thing though. So let's see. So going off of yesterday, I tried to kind of see if the whole movie ties together at all. It still does not. It's the basic premise of the movie, I believe it makes no sense, because the premise of the movie is that the demons want to get the monster to get him to reanimate all their people. I just don't understand why they need the monster so bad if they clearly already know how to do it. I don't get it. I don't get the point of the monster. I mean, I know they needed to somehow shoehorn in Frankenstein's monster into a otherwise supernatural movie. The other thing that always throws me off is that apparently he's famous amongst the supernatural beings, yet at the same time they don't know who he is. So when they find him, these two gargoyles are like, what's this? Oh, he wants to be important. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, Aaron Eckhart barely looks like anything. He's not like a grotesque monster. He looks like Aaron Eckhart with, like, a little bit of makeup. I mean, he looks pretty normal, especially for back then. He could have just been like a thresher accident or a sword accident. I mean, he's got, like, they only saw his face. He just has, like, two scars on his face, which is not that spectacular. So, I mean, it's not like he's like, oh god, what is that? This grotesque monster thing. No, it's fine. So they see him and they're like, he must be important if the demons are chasing him. And so they look at him, nothing about him ignites anything. So they go to not buried Dr. Frankenstein and find the journal. They only find the journal because the doctor is there, not, so for all they know, the demons are going after the doctor. I mean, clearly he's much more important. I'm not sure why they figured the Aaron Eckhart was important, because he's really not, though. The doctor guy was important. Aaron Eckhart's character, the monster, whatever. He's not like fight a war over important. He's mildly interesting at best. So they get the journal from the doctor, and then that's all they got. And then later, like, I don't know, the next scene or whatever, when the Gideon, the bad, the quote-unquote bad gargoyle, or the one that seems kind of the most hell-bent on revenge and stuff, he apparently knows everything about the monster, because he's trying to say, like, you shouldn't be trusting him to, like, the head, Leonore, the head gargoyle lady, because she's like, oh, no, he's cool, he's got a soul, like, you know, getting a puppy, like a stray puppy, and she's like, no, he's cute, and then Gideon's like, no, he's crazy, and so, but she's like, no, he's fine, and then the guy's like, no, he's awful, he killed Frankenstein's wife. I don't know how anyone knew that in the first place, because clearly nobody knows what happened to the doctor, period, much less the intricacies of who killed who. So I'm not sure how two gargoyles don't have a flipping clue over who the monster is, yet this other guy not only knows who he is, but he knows everything there is to know about him. That's not clear. Not clear what level of fame this monster has. I mean, in other iterations of Frankenstein, I would imagine he's known on a level in the town, but I mean, I don't think he's, like, world famous or supernatural famous. I don't understand why that would be the case. So I don't know about that. That always throws me off. That, because later the Dr. Wade, the blonde doctor lady, she is, they ask her, like, oh, have you ever heard of Frankenstein? And she, you know, acts like it's like a story. But I'm not sure what universe it is, if this is, like, if it's a book or whatever. But she's like, oh, it's just made up story. It couldn't really happen. Because there's no proof of it. So she doesn't know what happened to Dr. Frankenstein's wife. So it's not like this is lore passed down. I don't know who would pass the lore down. So, I don't know. That always throws me off. So this movie, the plot is falling apart. Not just at the seams, at every bit. The very fiber of the movie is falling apart. Okay, so that's it for tonight. I can't guarantee how awake I'll be today either, because I feel the flu or something coming on, but I'll keep going, keep trucking for you. Excuse me. Okay, writing, okay, as you could hear previously, I barely had the energy to watch a movie, much less write. I want to be writing. I felt mad I didn't get to it, because I wasn't feeling well, so, feel like I'm just going to get a Red Bull tonight and keep myself awake because I don't have to go to work on Saturday. So, I can kind of stay up a little later. I don't know. Well, I'm going to do my very darndest to write. Over the weekend, something will happen, I swear. Because I want to get stuff done. I did pick the cover last night. It was harder because I didn't have one I loved. Because I don't love, I mean, I know I need to have the, like, I don't know if having the Oscar statuette on the cover is super illegal or not, but it seems important. So, like, it's just enough that I think it might be legal that I don't want to use it every single, like, use it, but yet I do. And so, I picked one that the guy also had a version that didn't have the Oscar statuette, so in case someone yells at me, I could, ask him to give me the other one, I guess. But I also like his, it was a leathery background, which is cool texture. I like that one a lot. And then, the O in honor was, like, a bullet hole with, like, metal exit wound, I guess, exit stuff. And then, has a little Oscar statuette. I mean, it's pretty simple, but it gets the point across. I think it looks good. So I picked that one. I haven't looked at what he sent me. Sent it this morning, but I think it'll be good. So, so that's what I got so far. That's all for now. All right, I will see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.